Namaste, Mani. Welcome to the Iowa channel once again. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Namaste, Abhi.
Thank you for always moderating the TikTok channel, Astro In with Abhi. Thank you for helping me fulfill my purpose there by moderating. You're doing a fantastic job. I get lots and lots of good feedback. And I know that you are the one that is, compiling a list of all these questions which you bring onto my table. And, you know, these kind of questions can only be answered one at a time. I cannot answer them collectively together because I don't want the listeners to get confused, or as a point of reference, it becomes very difficult to locate. So, the platform is yours. What is the question that you have for the listeners today?
Again, namaste, Abhi. Thank you for having me again today. So my question to you is...
Oh, so this is your question. Always...
My question, but it's also something that the listeners are curious about, because we have people coming in from all walks of life onto the live. We always greet and end our conversations with Jai Shri Ram. And there have been people that have asked, what is the GSR, the acronym that we put in? What is Jai Shri Ram? So what is Ram? Who is Ram to you? What does it mean? So, yeah, the floor is yours.
Oh, what is Ram to me?
Yes. What does it mean?
I will explain what Ram is as a fact. And there is science to back this up. If you look at the word Ram, I'm not too sure if you are involved in any meditative practices. If you look at Ram.
Yes.
You know?
The different chakras?
Different chakras. Mm-hmm. The Ram. Firstly, I will explain what it is scientifically. And then I will explain what it is or how it's shifted my state of consciousness.
Okay.
And then I will explain what Ram is from a point of devotion, based on my devotion to Ram.
Okay.
I think if I delve too much into what I understand with Ram from a point of devotion, there will be a never-ending explanation. But nevertheless, let's go for it. So Ram, the frequency of Ram. If I explain this to you, it's just a fancy story. It's not an experience within you. So what I want you and the listeners to do is to just chant Ram. This kind of meditation, just do it. Don't worry what Ram is or what pictures you've seen or whatever. Just chant it over, give it 9 days, over 10 to 15 minutes a day. And you come back and tell me what you've experienced. Oh, each listener needs to keep it to themselves. Because from doing that, you will experience something. And it's very difficult to use the English language to try and explain it. All I can say, it's one of the ways you can shift consciousness from a low frequency to high frequency. Scientifically, the vibration of Ram is it all. All that is and all that is not, and everything around it, and everything under and on top. Everything that you can see and not see. Everything that you can perceive as a human and not perceive as a human. Everything is possible through Ram. All that has been, all that is, and all that will ever be is Ram. Ram is the yin and the yang. Yeah, Ram is the feminine and the masculine. Ram is the dimensions that I can experience. And the dimensions that are yet to be experienced is Ram. Ram is time, and Ram is beyond time. Ram is the past, Ram is the present, Ram is the future. Ram is life. Ram is light. Ram is the awareness of all that is. Ram is the energy. Ram is the outcome of the energy. Ram is the experience. And most importantly, Ram is the answer to every question. And every question that comes from the answer is Ram. Like a springboard effect. Ram is a never-ending state of consciousness which is always rising and expanding. Based on my awareness, I can never fully understand Ram because there's no end to it. But based on my awareness, Ram is the air that I breathe. Ram is that which I see. I can see through Ram. I can hear through Ram. I can taste through Ram. I can smell through Ram. I can walk through Ram. Walking is possible through Ram. The body is Ram. The food that I eat is Ram. The light. The sun is Ram. An expansion of Ram is the sun. I am an expansion of Ram. I am spirit soul. Ram is the ground. Ram is the water. Everything is possible because of Ram, which has shedded itself in many particles, which we call different things. But in the dimension of Ram, you find Ram in everything, and even the not. So when I say Jai Shri Ram, I am bowing down to that which is everything. That I know based on my experience, and everything that is yet to come is Ram. Jai Shri Ram. Thank you for such a beautiful question.
Thank you, Abhi.
I can go.
You've definitely.
I can go and explain this thing.
Shifted my own vibration. By listening to you and your explanation. What a beautiful explanation. So thank you so much. And I hope this also shifts the vibration of the others who hear you and your explanation on Ram. I really appreciate it from the depths of my heart. Thank you.
There was a question that you've asked
Did
in
you
my previous live or podcast. You've asked this question, how to shift consciousness.
Yes.
How to shift vibration.
I have.
If a person is truly invested in the spiritual journey, forget about what Ram is or when he's come down, and there's no difference from Ram and its quality. So Ram is persistence. Ram is dedication. Ram is resilience. Ram is honesty. Ram is truth. Ram is nature's law, which is so accurate. Collectively, as consciousness, we will never be able to shift the planets by 1 degree. Collectively, as a consciousness, we cannot revive the dead. Nature's law is so apt. Ram is nature's law. Ram is the intelligence behind it. Ram is the healing from your wound. Ram is your organs functioning without your approval. Ram is the rain falling without your approval. Ram is the aging without your approval. You can delay the aging, but you can never stop it. Ram is the afterlife and the birth. Ram is the happening all the time. Ram is all that has happened and the happening right now. You and I are here because Ram is a happening. I did tell you that this explanation will shift me, but it's good to explain it. Because if you want to shift also from a certain frequency to a higher frequency, Jai Shri Ram is the way. There are many ways. And I have tried many ways. But for me personally, Shri Ram has been the fastest from point A to point B. There are many ways, but for me personally, but this goes the same, this can be applied to Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva is the same. Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva, Namah Shivaya, the five elements. But since your question is pertaining to Ram itself, this is also coming from my devotion for Ram. This is not something that I have conditioned myself to believe. This is not a belief. This is a knowing. And if any listener wants to shift consciousness, Om Shri Ram Namaha. Om Shri Ram Namaha. Om Shri Ram Namaha is a mantra that you can chant that can shift you from where you are to where you don't even know you're going. But it's an experience. And what you will experience is your experience and nobody can take that away from you. And this is my experience and there's more to come from this. Thank you very, very much, Mani. A beautiful question. I will always remember this question. And this is a question that I will always love to answer because everything is possible only because of Ram for me. So whatever I am doing it because of Ram. I am spreading the name of Ram or the vibration of Ram or Ram's consciousness. That's my purpose. Jai Shri Ram, God bless you. Thank you for being on my channel. Look after yourself. Goodbye.
Thank you, Avi. Jai Shri Ram. And thank you again for that beautiful, beautiful explanation. You were really vibing there. And I appreciate your insights so much. So thank you. Namaste. And you also look after yourself. Jai Shri Ram. Bye.